And today's newsmakers brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday, 21st of April, 7:22, 41 degrees on our way to 75 before it is all said and done. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Dr. Gary Zeke, Director of Bands at Emporia State. A couple of big concerts coming up this week. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really good. And yourself?
Doing good.
Well, we had a chance to talk with you, Gary, here last week. Talk about the concerts that took place last week and how things went for you guys.
Oh, it was a fantastic week. Percussion Ensemble concert, a huge crowd, really great response, and the kids played great. And the Wind Ensemble concert, same thing. Really good crowd. Couldn't be happier with how the band played. And we're just sort of knocking them off one at a time here.
Well, a big week is still ahead, and we're going to kick it off tomorrow night for the, I guess it's the grand finale for the Emporia Symphony Orchestra, huh?
That is correct. That is at Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. at Albert Taylor Hall, and it's just going to be a wonderful concert. We're featuring music of a very eclectic bunch of composers. First, you can't go wrong, we're opening with a Mozart overture called the Impresario, very Mozart, just melodic, tuneful, high energy. And then we're doing a piece by a guy by the name of Peter Warlock. It's called his Capriole Suite, and that will feature our string section of the orchestra. And then we close the first half with a very famous piece called the Hungarian Dance Number 5 by Johannes Brahms. After intermission, we're doing what I think is one of the great pieces of the orchestra repertoire, Antonín Dvořák's Symphony Number 8. And Dvořák is one of the great melody writers who ever lived. And I think this is a melodic masterpiece. And it's exciting, it's beautiful, it's tuneful, and it's profound. And it's just, it's always been one of my favorite pieces. So we're just really looking forward to hearing the orchestra play that tomorrow.
Boy, it sounds like another wonderful, another great showcase here for the musicians at the Emporia Symphony Orchestra as well.
Yep. And then on Thursday, it is the final jazz ensemble concert of the semester. And it'll be interesting because after the orchestra concert, the jazz band we'll all meet at about 5:30 the next morning, and we're doing our spring tour. We're heading out to four high schools, so that'll keep everybody busy. And then the jazz concert here on campus, again, is this Thursday at 7:30. And due to circumstances, this is actually our first and only performance on campus this semester. We had our first one scheduled, which was snowed out back in February. So we're really excited to have the opportunity. Probably not too much of a chance for snow on Thursday.
No, you're good there.
Yep, well, I'm glad to hear it. We got official confirmation from you guys. And as always, this concert will be real high voltage, high energy, and it should get the audience moving. And we're playing, every style imaginable, from swing to funk to soul, Latin, even some hip-hop. And lots of great composers in the jazz world. Bob Mincer, Miles Davis, Sammy Nestico, the great Tito Puente, Ellen Rowe, even some Stevie Wonder at this concert. So it'll be a little bit of everything. And we have our guest artist, which will be our percussion professor, Dr. Tracy Fries. And on the Tito Puente piece, he'll be our featured timbale soloist. So won't be in Emporia, Kansas. We'll sort of be in a Miami nightclub when we're playing that one.
Boy, you bring such a joy to the music, you know, that regardless of the setting, whether it's the Emporia Symphony Orchestra in the more traditional setting or which jazz, which is more obviously of a, I don't want to use the term freewheeling, but that's kind of the thought process that comes to mind. And obviously,
that's a good term for it.
Gary, I was going to ask you here, the preparation, I'm assuming, is pretty similar for the different styles of music, even though the genres themselves are completely different.
Oh, yes, yes. And I think in no matter which of our groups plays, whether it's instrumental or whether it's choral, it's a lot of long, arduous rehearsal. And I think hopefully the effect is to make it sound easy on the stage where we know it isn't. And that's across all the disciplines of the School of Visual and Performing Arts. I know the theater show kicks off this week, too, and they've been putting a lot of work into that. And it's a lot of preparation, but hopefully for a great result.
Well, the Emporia Symphony Orchestra, the grand finale, will be Tuesday night. That will be in Albert Taylor Hall, 7:30 p.m., and the jazz will be kicking it this Thursday night. So is that two at Albert Taylor, Gary?
Yes, at 7:30 in Albert Taylor.
Okay.
Outstanding.
And ticket prices?
Oh, shoot, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I believe it's $5
for,
please don't quote me on that.
Well, I tell you what, Gary, anything else that you wanted to bring up here about either of these concerts or really the ones that pretty much wrap up your schedule here for the academic year?
For the most part, they're wrapping it up. I can't speak for the choral side. I don't know if they sure have any events. And there's some student recitals and things coming up. But as far as on the instrumental side, these are really kind of the things that wrap it up. And it's been a great year, but boy, it's been a busy year. I'll be glad when we're done on Thursday.
All right. Well, we invite the community to step on up and enjoy the talent that is right here before us on the campus of Emporia State Symphony Orchestra. Will be Tuesday night, 7:30. And then the jazz group at Emporia State performing Thursday night, also Albert Taylor Hall. Gary, thanks. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys so much for letting us get the word out.
You betcha. Good to talk to you always.
Sounds good. Bye.
Yep, Dr. Gary Zeke, Director of Bands, Emporia State. Two big concerts, Chuck, coming up this week.
Yep, absolutely. And if we want to be part of our Newsmaker spots, which are 7:20 every weekday morning, we've been running close to a week out, if not much longer than that, before we have open spots. So this week, as we talk to you here now, is a bit of an exception because we have Thursdays and Fridays open. And so if you want either of those or something later in the month, you can call us at 620-342-1400. Or you can email KVUE at KVUE.com. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 1980 Commander Phil Sickler joining us with a couple of important events coming up next month.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow morning. Information coming up from Phil with VFW Post number 1980. You had in your news this morning, Chuck, Honor Flight USD 252. They departed from Olpe at 3 o'clock this morning and were escorted out. And they were escorted through Emporia this morning, too, with sirens. I'm thinking, do we have a major accident happening in town? But they were. This was the escort leading them out of Emporia as part of that trip to Kansas City to catch the flight to Washington, D.C. So they're off to a big-time loud start.
Boy, yeah.
Today, and I guess I think they have now departed KCI. So
I believe you're right on that because they're headed off. I think Baltimore is where they land at, and then they'll go over to Washington.
Nope, this year they're going to straight to D.C.
Straight to D.C.?
No Baltimore this trip.
And I think also, too, what is it? They're starting going annual after several years of doing two trips per year, if memory serves me correctly as well.
Yeah, could vary, but yeah, I think you're right. I think this is one trip.
Mm-hmm. So our hats off here to basically every district that does this, and several of our area districts do wind up doing an honor flight program, and we'll be chatting more with students and veterans tomorrow as they get ready to come back home.
All right, our newsmaker, primetime newsmaker, brought to you this morning by the Emporia Gazette. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette. Hey, a healthy lawn starts with expert care. It does. Scott's Lawn and Landscaping can tackle weeds and fertilize your yard for that lush green look. Visit scottslawnandlandscaping.com. Yes, a healthy lawn starts with expert care, and that expert care comes from Scott's Lawn and Landscaping. Visit scottslawnandlandscaping.com for details. 7:31, sunshine, 41 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Heppendev Feeds of Emporia has opened a second location north of Olpe on 99 Highway. Locally owned and proud to serve the area's feed, fertilizer, chemical, and seed needs. Derek Bam is your local garden harvest corn and soybean seed advisor. Stop by Heppendev in Emporia or Olpe to learn more about services offered or call 620-343-7155.
Warm weather is around the corner, and so are the outdoor projects. Whether you're reimagining your backyard or transforming a few acres into a field of dreams, make it easy with the John Deere Compact Utility Tractor from Prairieland Partners. And for a limited time, get 0% financing on all Compact Utility Tractors. Don't wait. Start building your dreams today at PrairielandPartners.com. Offer ends April 30th, 2025. Some restrictions apply. See Prairieland Partners for details.
Prairieland Partners.
How you treat your car today will have a big impact on how your vehicle performs for you tomorrow. Routine maintenance has always been the key to keeping your vehicle running accurately.